Old Ilad Katzir has accused Israel's leaders of abandoning the hostages by not securing a deal earlier. Meanwhile, Hamas says it's preparing for negotiations in Cairo about a possible ceasefire tomorrow. US President Joe Biden is urging leaders in Egypt and Qatar to pressure the militant group into a deal they'll agree to and abide by. Rail strikes are continuing across the UK today as train drivers walk out in a row over pay and working conditions. Members of the ASLEF union started the industrial action yesterday and it's affecting 16 rail companies. Disruption will continue until Monday. Robert Nesbitt from the Rail Delivery Group says the deal currently on the table is fair.
It would take the average train driver's salary from £60,000, as it is now, to £65,000 for a four-day week, and many of them get overtime on top of that.
A former colleague of an Iranian journalist stabbed outside his London home has been told to go into hiding. Iran international presenter Poria Zarati was attacked 8 days ago. The perpetrators are believed to have fled the country within hours. Now Seema Sabet has been told by UK authorities not to stay at her own house for her own protection.
I was asked to leave my home and stay at another address because it was not safe for me to stay at home, which is a pity because I am a UK journalist. I live here, I'm British, and I have to feel safe at my home. Doesn't matter what I report.
In sport, Manchester City have beaten Crystal Palace 4-2 to move back to the top of the Premier League. Arsenal will end a day at the summit with victory at Brighton later. A huge clash in the relegation battle between Everton and Burnley is just getting underway. And third place Hearts are at St Mirren in the Scottish Premiership. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Maggs.
Thank you, Charlie.
This is Phoenix FM.
All right, very good Saturday afternoon. It's 2 minutes past three. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. Thanks to Spencer for the last 3 hours and the weekend wind out for the next 3 hours. I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix 4.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Very breezy day today, but it's also very mild across our area, and there have been quite a few sunny spells. Maximum temperature for the rest of the afternoon, 17 degrees Celsius. Evidence of cloud will build in from the west of the afternoon. It's likely to remain largely dry throughout. Saturday night is likely to be rather cloudy, but skies will clear overnight. Largely dry, but the odd isolated shower may appear in places. It's going to be windy overnight, but staying mild. Minimum temperature overnight, 11 degrees Celsius.
On Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
So stand by for 3 hours of sporting action and some great music as well. And as we're now into British summertime, let's hear a classic from the mid-1980s from Jordan Henley, The Boys of Summer. So, welcome into 3 hours of Phoenix Sport on Phoenix 98 FM. And that music should give you a clue. The county cricket season is back for 2024. Started yesterday, and Essex in the county championship Division 1 match away to Nottinghamshire. And they're in front at the moment. More of that in a while, and the other matches taking place this afternoon. Plenty of football too. We've got two featured matches this afternoon. Alex Stripe is at Brisbane Road, where Leighton Orient are playing Cheltenham Town in Sky Bet League One. And Dagenham and Redbridge are away to Woking in the National League this afternoon. Andy Gardner has travelled down to Surrey, and he has followed them there. Live updates on all the rest of the afternoon's football as well. Rugby Union, we've got European competitions taking place this afternoon. It's the last Saturday of the local rugby action as well, and promotion and relegation issues, some of which have been settled, some of which haven't. I'll have a full round up of the results during the final hour of the show, and I'll be telling you who's up and who's down. Also in rugby league, we're going to be taking a look at the Super League. News of another snooker final appearance for Ronnie O'Sullivan, and a semi-final which is taking place this afternoon. We'll have a preview of the Japanese Grand Prix as well. I'll tell you what's been happening in qualifying, and some racing as well, and anything else I may have forgotten. So stick around as much as you can between now and 6 p.m. And it's live. And just to bring you up to date with the cricket, Nottinghamshire playing Essex at Trent Bridge, day two of four. And the current situation is that Essex are 253 all out. Nottinghamshire trailing Essex by 110 runs, even with six wickets remaining. I'll take a look at the other matches in a while as well. But first off, we're going to take a look at football. Starting last night, and in women's football, in the European Championship qualifiers, it was a disappointing start to England's campaign as they were held to a 1-1 draw by Sweden at Wembley. They had the best possible start when Alicia Russo nodded in a cross from Lauren James on 24 minutes, but an equaliser from Sweden's Rolfo in the 64th minute ensured that Serena Wiegmann's women were held to a 1-1 draw. There was a much better result for Wales, who thumped Croatia by 4-0 in their opening qualifying match. Scotland drew themselves, though. They drew 0-0 away to Serbia in their opening game. Also in football last night, it's the end of the road, at least for the time being, for Rotherham United in the EFL Championship. They were relegated after a 1-0 defeat at home to Plymouth Argyle. Ballymumba scoring the only goal of the game for the Pilgrims just after half an hour. And on to lunchtime today, and quite a match at Selhurst Park in the Premier League, where it finished Crystal Palace 2, Manchester City 4. And there was an incredible start for the home side, the Eagles. Jean-Philippe Mateta stunned Pep Guardiola's men, putting his side in front in only the third minute. But Kevin De Bruyne equalised for City 10 minutes later. And it was 1-1 at half-time. Just after the break, Manchester City scored again. And Erling Haaland made it 3-1 on 66 minutes. De Bruyne scoring his second, and Palace's fourth on 70. Palace had a bit of a go at their opponents in the closing stages of Ashbowl accounts, and that's possibly what resulted in Oson Edouard scoring a second for them 4 minutes from time. But it was the visitors who took all 3 points, and they, as it stands, are running behind leaders Liverpool on goal difference, although Liverpool at the moment have played one less than them. Elsewhere this lunchtime, there was a big match in East Anglia, the Old Farm Derby, as it's become known. Norwich City hoping to make the playoffs in the Championship against the leaders, and they are still the leaders at the moment, Ipswich Town, despite the Canaries winning by a goal to nil. Marcelino Nunes scored a free kick in the 39th minute, and that ended up being the only goal of the game. So Ipswich's hoodoo against their big northern rivals continues. It's 15 years since they last beat them. Incredibly, April 2009, the last time Ipswich beat Norwich. But they're still top of the table, at least being... Leeds United in second place are away to Coventry City, side still hoping to make the playoffs themselves. And I can tell you that Coventry have gotten into an early lead in that match. They have scored after only 9 minutes through Ellis Sims. Leicester, who are in third place after leading for so long, they are at home to struggling Birmingham City, side fighting to avoid relegation this afternoon. And the score at the King Power at the moment is Leicester City 0, Birmingham City 0. There was one other lunchtime kickoff in this one was in the National League, actually, and it was at Boundary Park, where it finished Oldham Athletic 1, Rochdale 1. Hope scoring for the Latics on 6 minutes. Matha equalised for Rochdale on 27. But Oldham's playoff hopes now are pretty much over. They're in 9th place, and Rochdale, they are in 11th.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebrations that bit more special.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, I'm Mandy Cullen. I'm here to tell you all about Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers, which is every Saturday on Phoenix 98FM. We play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all the songs we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. So come and join me, Mandy Cullen, every Saturday between 6 and 8, Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers on Phoenix 98 FM.
So now we're going to run through the 3 o'clock kickoffs in the football. There are five of those, including West Ham United away to Wolverhampton Wanderers. Also Aston Villa playing Brentford, Everton versus Burnley, Sean Dyche facing his old club, Fulham against Newcastle United, and Luton versus Bournemouth. All of those matches are currently goalless. Moving on to the Championship, I mentioned that Coventry have already got in front against Leeds. That is the only goal in the Championship so far. On to League One, where we have a feature match. Leighton Orient, almost impossible for them to reach the playoffs now, but they can still achieve a top half finish, and I think by and large their fans will be pleased with the first season they've had back in League One. They face Cheltenham Town at Brisbane Road this afternoon, as I battle against relegation. They're currently in 22nd place and it is 0-0. The only goal so far this afternoon in League One is from Frampton Park, where Portsmouth, on the verge of promotion, the league leaders, have gone in front early doors against Shrewsbury Town. On to League Two, Colchester United, they are still in dire straits in the relegation zone at the start of play, and they are taking on second place Wrexham this afternoon. It is currently at 0-0 at the Community Stadium. There's been a few other goals in League One as well. Another promotion chasing side, Mansfield Town, are playing Crawley Town at home this afternoon, but they've got a goal behind. Kellen Gordon has scored for Crawley in the fourth minute. Elsewhere, it's Morecambe 0, Doncaster 1, Luca Molyneux for Donny after 12 minutes. And the leaders, Stockport County, have gone a goal up away at struggling Sutton United. Paddy Madden for Stockport in only the third minute of that game. On to the Vanarama National League, where we have another featured game, Dagenham Redbridge away to Woking. And there's been two goals in that game already. Jermaine Anderson gave the home side, the Cards, the lead after only 5 minutes. But Ryan Hill has now equalised for the Daggers. He scored in the 11th minute. Southend United not in action this afternoon. Elsewhere, Struckling Bourne would have gone a goal ahead against Wealdstone. Kabongo Shimanga scoring for Bournemouth in the 9th minute. Ipswich United have got a goal up against AFC Fylde as well. And it's Maidenhead United 1, Barnet. Neil Barnet already assured of a playoff place, I think it might say. And they've gone behind against Maidenhead. Jaden Mitchell-Lawson to score for Alan Devonshire's side after 9 minutes in that one. The other matches in the National League are currently goalless. On to the National South, and Chelmsford City, who have already pulled their place in the playoffs, they are at home to Slough Town this afternoon. It is currently 0-0 at Melbourne Park. Avely away at Truro City. That's an evening kickoff. I think that's being played at Gloucester City, actually. Don't ask. this afternoon, Western Supermare, the side playing at Braintree Town, who are in third place, 5 points behind Chelmsford, and it is currently 0-0 in that one. Yeovil Town could be confirmed as champions today, by the way. They're at home to Worthing. And on to the Isthmian Premier League, where another side who could be confirmed as champions today are Hornchurch. In the game of the day in the Isthmian Premier, they are playing a second-placed Chatham Town, the only side who could still catch them mathematically. And it is currently 0-0 at Bridge Avenue now. A draw or a win would be enough for Hornchurch to be confirmed as champions. They will only have to put the champagne on ice. It should Chatham win that game, but it is currently 0-0. And just see what a start Benavicki Town have made in their match at Haringey Borough. Side who could be relegated today, and they are Been a week here, 4-0 up. Bradley Stevenson has got a hat-trick in the first 22 minutes. It was just off the week, he's 4th on 22. He scored from the penalty spot after only 4 minutes. Moses Emmanuel added a second on 10, and Stevenson got his third on 16 minutes. A fantastic start there in North London this afternoon for Gary McCann's men. And as it stands, that will move Billericay back into the playoff places. Incidentally, hashtag United were in action last night, a win which took them up to 10th place in the table. They won 3-1 away to Cray Wanderers. Zakaria Hassan, Lupe Parrott and Pedro Carvalho were the scorers for the Tags. Get it back to this afternoon, though Canvey Island were due to play away at Potters Bar Town. Has been postponed, not quite sure why that is the case. Concord Rangers, who sadly are as good as relegated now, they were at home to Wingate and Finchley, currently in fourth place, and it is currently 0-0 at the Aspects Arena. And moving on to the Isthmian North, Brentwood Town were in action at the Brentwood Centre Arena last night against Grays Athletic, and it was a 3-1 win for the Blues, still on track for a playoff spot. The scoring was opened by Ramel Aarons-Royal for Brentwood on 20 minutes. Brentwood then won a penalty in first half injury time. That was converted by Wyan Reid. Matascana pulled one back for Grays just before the Abbott. 4 minutes later, Mickey McKenzie made it 3-1 and that proved to be the final score. Couple of goals, or a few goals already this afternoon. Basildon United away at Goulston. That currently won all. Basildon took the lead on 7 minutes from the penalty spot. Remire Mills converted the spot kick, but Goulston equalised on 17 minutes. Barton City Region away to Ipswich Wanderers this afternoon, and they have gone into a 1-0 lead just now. Actually, Kai Fletcher, the scorer for Regent after 26 minutes. All the other games in the Isthmian North are currently goalless. Waltham Abbey promotion hopefuls in the Southern League Division 1 Central. They are away to Barton Rovers this afternoon, and it is currently 0-0 in that one. I'm going to have a travel update very soon. That's after we've heard a new one from Beyonce, who, interestingly, has released a country album. And from it, this track is called Texas Hold'em.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay our cards down. Alexis, and throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a hey. Come take it to the floor now. Woo. There's a tornado. Redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right. We headed to the dive bar. We always thought was nice. Ooh, run me to the left. Then spin me in the middle, boy. I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em.
Hey,
lay our cards down, 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 down. So pop your legs. Keys up,
hey.
Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a,
hey.
Come take it to the floor.
And I'll be
now.
Damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a,
hey.
Come take it to the floor now.
Woo-hoo! there's a heat wave.
There's a heat wave
coming at us.
Coming at us.
Too hot to think straight.
Too hot to think straight.
Too cold to panic.
Cold to panic.
All of the problems just feel dramatic.
Just feel dramatic.
And now we're running to the first bar that we find. Yeah. Ooh.
One step to the right.
We headed to the dive bar. Cause with me in the middle, boy, I can
read your mind. This ain't Texas. Ain't no holding. Hey, lay your cards down, 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 down.
No,
it's parking Lexus.
Hey,
your keys up.
Hey,
stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around. And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real life boogie and a real life hold down. Don't be a
hey.
I'll
be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, come take it to the flow now, ooh.
Take it to the flow now, ooh.
Oops, spurs.
To the flow now, ooh.
Sugar and liquor on me too. Spurs, boots, sodagenic, photogenic, shoot.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
With the time at 3.30, let's have a look at what's happening on the roads across our area. No current issues in Brentwood or Benwicky, but quite a few things further afield. M11 underbound, slow moving traffic coming in between Junction 5 for Loughton and Junction 4 for the North Circular. M11 northbound has slow moving traffic between Junction 6 for the M25 and Junction 7 for Harlow. And the M25 clockwise is currently slow moving between Junction 31 for Lakeside and the QE2 bridge. North Weald is currently slow moving traffic on Kings Lane, the A414 between Woolley Lane and the roundabout at Junction 7 of the M11. Rayleigh is busy on Webster's Way and Crown Hill. The A12 northbound is coming slow between Junction 11, that's for the M25 Brook Street roundabout, and Junction 12 for Shenfield. Down in Benfleet this afternoon, Canby Road B1014 northbound is slow between Somms Avenue, which is on Canby, and Essex Way. On Canby itself, slow moving traffic on the A130 westbound between Furtherwick Road and Canby Road, and Ingerstone is currently slow moving between Roman Road and the High Streets. And in Chelmsford, there is currently some slow moving traffic on a banner bypass heading towards the Army and Navy roundabout. A couple of things in South, then slow moving traffic at the moment on West Street going towards Victoria Avenue. And in South End, slow-moving traffic on the seafront between Marine Parade and Western Esplanade. A number of things you should be aware of on public transport this weekend. Due to strike action for the Aslef Union, there will be no trains on Monday. And ahead of that, there is a reduced service on all lines, and also engineering works taking place between Barking and Pitsea are affecting services. So do check before you travel on C2C. And on Greater Anglia today, there was engineering work taking place on the main line between Shenfield and Witham. So services between Liverpool Street and Shenfield and South End Victoria are operating as follows today. London Liverpool Street and South End Victoria services have a frequency of 4 trains per hour, as every 15 minutes, and there are also changes on the Southminster branch line. Trains on that line operating every 45 minutes between Wickford and Southminster. And in connection with construction work for the new Beauty Park station, there were track maintenance taking place between Shenfield and Chelmsford. So the main line is closed between Shenfield and Witham all weekend. Services from Norwich, Ipswich, Clacton, Colchester and Braintree all terminating at Witham. There are replacement buses between Witham and Billericay. TfL, no reported issues on London Overground or the Elizabeth Line. On the Underground, though, the Central Line has no service all weekend between White City and Leytonstone. Replacement buses are in operation. I'll take another look at the travel around about 1 hour from now.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
This Monday, 98th of April, and every Monday, the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night takes place at the Essex Arms, 10 Wally Hill, Wally in Brentwood, hosted by our own Kev Pigger, between 8pm and 10pm. All tracks are recorded, and a selection played on the Sunday Session Show every Sunday from 10am. There is a link to the Open Mic Night Facebook page, which you can find if you go to the events guide on our website, phoenixfm.com.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
I should just mention that two of our local sides are playing in FA Vars semi-finals today. Romford have travelled up to Lincoln United for the second leg of their Vars semi-final. That is coming in goalless, as far as I'm aware. The first leg finished 2-2. And in the other semi-final, Great Wakering Rovers, also of the Essex Senior League, are away to Gloucester City. It's the first leg because that one was postponed last Saturday. As far as I'm aware, that is currently goalless. I'll keep a close eye on those. We've also got scores to come from the Essex Senior League and the Thurlow Nun, Divisions 1, North and South as well. But it was a match in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South last night at New Lodge, where Hutton took on May and Baker. Andy Gardner went along to watch that one, and you can hear his full-time report now.
It's finished at New Lodge Friday evening. Hutton 3, May and Baker 0, and with two league games to spare, Hutton have made it through to the end of season playoffs in their first season at this level. It was a comfortable win in the end against May and Baker, a mid-table. They went in front after 4 minutes when Josh Boxall got down the left, put over a cross. Robinson's shot was saved by Riddle, but the rebound was swept in by Harry Rawlings. Jaden Robinson had a great first half. He's on a temporary deal from Billericay Town, and he worked some magic in the 14th minute, but his cross shot just missed the far post. The home side went down to 10 men briefly when Josh Seale picked up for two offences in a couple of minutes. He had to go into the sin bin. But while they were down to 10, they actually increased their lead. And again, it was Harry Rawlings, his second goal of the half. Josh Boxall intercepted a poor defensive pass. Set up Rawlings' first time shot into the corner. Great goal from a very impressive player to make it 2-0. That was the score at half-time. And it was more of the same in the second half. Hutton dominated proceedings. Jack Griggs had a very eventful minute on the hour when the defender ran almost the half the length of the pitch, put himself into a great position for a goal of the season contender, but his shot went wide. And just a minute later, back at his own penalty box, he was judged to have handled a shot and gave away a penalty. So an eventful minute for him. Luckily for him, the penalty by Anthony Connor was brilliantly saved by Jamie Grossart. So the home side's 2-0 lead remained, and they soon made it 3-0. And Josh Boxer, who'd just gone down for cramp, about a minute later picked himself up and had a tremendous shot into the corner after 78 to make it 3-0, game over. And they could have had more as well. So a great night for Hutton in front of a crowd of just shy of 200. As I say, they've reached the playoffs. They will finish in fourth place. Effectively, it's third because Harlow Town, of course, are not eligible for the playoffs. So they could well be playing a home semi-final as well here in a couple of weeks' time. So a good night for Hutton. Finished 3-0 against May and Baker.
Thanks very much, Andy. So well done to Hutton, who have had a really good first season in senior football. We'll hear from Andy again in a while. He's watching Woking and Dagenham and Redbridge for us in the National League this afternoon. He will have a half-time report for us. It's still 1-1 in that game, by the way. So quite a few other goals have gone in the football since I last looked. So I'm going to run through those for you now, if I can find where we left off before. Just bear with me one moment. Okay, starting off in the National League, Hartlepool United 1, Aldershot Town 0. Hartlepool won a penalty and scored it on 18 minutes. League 2, it's Barrow 0, Swindon 1. And in League 1, there's been a couple of goals at the Valley. Charlton 1, Barnsley 1, May scored for Charlton on 20. Adam Phillips for the penalty spot, equalising for Barnsley on 28 minutes. And in this one's from the FA Trophy semi-finals taking place today. Gateshead against Macclesfield, and Gateshead are winning 2-0. He scored in the 6th and 25th minutes. League One is Burton Albion 0, Oxford United 1. Mansfield 0, Crawley 2. A dreadful start for promotion chasing Mansfield in League 2 this afternoon. Nick Zarula scored Crawley's second on 24 minutes. And Doncaster are also 2-0 away from home in League 2, in their case, at Morecambe. Luke Molyneux has scored twice for them now in the 12th and 23rd minutes. Also in League 2, it's Tranmere 1, Walsall 0, Regan Henry on 24 minutes for Rovers. Stoke 0, West Brom 1 in the Championship. Michael Johnston for the Baggies on 24 minutes. And Basildon United are back in front at Goulston in the ESPN North. They're winning 2-1 after they won their second penalty of the match and scored their second penalty of the match. Although two different scores. Ramon Mills took their first one. Samir Ali netted the second on 25 minutes. One of the big games in the Championship this afternoon, Leicester City are 1-0 up against Birmingham City. Kieran and Dewsbury Hall scoring for the Foxes on 28 minutes. Shrewsbury have equalised at leaders Portsmouth. It's now 1-1 at Fratton Park. Jordan Shipley on 29 minutes there. And in the ESPN North, Brightling Sea Region have doubled their lead away to Ipswich Wanderers. Marty Andrews on 36. League 1, it's Blackpool 1, Cambridge United 0. Sonny Carey after half an hour there. Not a good start for struggling Sutton United against the leaders of Stockport County in League 2. It's now 2-1, actually. Charlie Lakin has pulled one back for Sutton from the penalty spot on 34 minutes after Paddy Madden scored his and Stockport's second on 30 minutes. And bad news, West Ham fans, in the Premier League, it's Wolverhampton Wanderers 1, West Ham United 0. Pablo Sarabia scored the penalty, which Wolves won in the 33rd minute. Championship, Cardiff 0, Hull 1, Fabio Carvalho for the Tigers on 32 minutes. Northampton Town are playing Carlisle United, the bottom club in League One. Carlisle could be relegated today, and the Cobblers are currently beating them by a goal to nil. Kieran Bowie, the scorer, after 33 minutes. And in League Two, it is Grimsby 1, the Stockport 0. Danny Rose for Grimsby on 33 minutes. Wycombe Town are playing leaders Lowestoft Town in ESPN North this afternoon, and Lowestoft have gone 1-0 ahead after 35 minutes. In the National League, Maidenhead have doubled their lead against Barnet. I think it's been disallowed, actually. It was reported they'd gone 2-0 up, but it is still 1-0 in that game. And there's been a goal at Brisbane Road in our featured match in League. It's Leighton Orient 1, Cheltenham Town 0. Ethan Galbraith, the scorer for the O's, on 34 minutes. And it's also been a goal at Len Salmon Stadium, where Bowers and Pitsy, hoping to seal a playoff place. They're at home to Enfield this afternoon. And Ollie Sotinimbo has put Bowers in front after 36 minutes. The other FA Trophy semi-final, it is Bromley 0, Solihull Moors 1. Alex Whitmore for Solihull after 34 minutes. And in the Scottish Premiership this afternoon, it is St Mirren 0, Heart of Midlothian 1. George Grant after 34 minutes for Hearts. Bowers, I think their goal has been disallowed. I've just got another update. It is still 0-0 at the Lynn Salmon Stadium. Premiership goal in the part where Ollie Watkins has put Aston Villa 1-0 up against Brentford on 39 minutes. Exeter 1, Stevenage 0 is a goal that's gone in League 1. Rhys Cole for Exeter after 38 minutes of that game. And struggling for his Green Rovers have gone behind against MK Dons in League 2. MK have gone into a 1-0 lead through Max Dean 5 minutes before half-time in that game. See from the Red Hot Chili Peppers now, this is Give It Away.
Don't stop, continue. Oh yeah, I don't wanna be a miser. Run, find, whistle, I ain't been a directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8pm for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and your musical break. That's the Non-League Hour. Only here on Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM.
Just been checking on the current situation in the FA Vars. In Great Wakefield Rovers semi-final first leg at Worcester City, the half-time whistle has gone and it is 0-0. And in the other semi-final, this one is the second leg, it's Lincoln United 0-Romford. Neil Romford, I understand, had a goal disallowed. And it is currently 2-2 on aggregate. Just before I return to football, which I will shortly because a lot of half-time scores are coming through now, I'm going to focus quickly on racing. The racing programme has been somewhat decimated by the weather today with meetings at the Curragh, Kelso and Stratford all abandoned. There were just three race meetings this afternoon taking place at Kempton, Uttoxeter and just up the road from here at Chelmsford City Racecourse. I'm going to bring you the three results which have come through whilst we've been on the air. The 3.15 at Kempton. First was number 12, Duty of Care, priced at 6-1. Second was number 4, Sleeping Lion, priced at 10-1. And third was number 14, Circuit Breaker, priced at 5-1. There were a total of 13 runners in that race. There were two joint favourites. One of them was number 1, Lawful Legend, priced at 4-1, who came fourth. And the other 4-1 joined 4-1 joint favourite. Sorry, it was number 10, Aquab, who finished in 7th. 3.20 at Uttoxeter. First was number 6, Carbon King, priced at 16-1. Second, number 5, Fine Casting, priced at 100-30. And third was number 1, Happy and Fine, priced at 9-2. 5 ran the 11-10 favourite. It was number 3, Jupiter Dujit, who finished in 4th place. And for now, the 3.30 at Chelmsford. First was number 3, Bracken's Laugh, priced at 9-1. Second was number 6, Orwin, priced at 10-1. And third was number 4, Lay, who was the 8-13 favourite. 8 ran in that race. So, getting back to the football, and a great first half for Leighton Orient down at Brisbane Road. They are now 2 goals to the good against Cheltenham Town. They're still playing in first half injury time. Oliver O'Neill got the 0-2 in the 44th minute. And in the Championship, meanwhile, it is Cardiff 0, Hull 2. That is now a half-time score. Fabio Carvalho, the scorer of both of Hull's goals. League One, Colby Bishop has scored for the penalty spot for Portsmouth in the 42nd minute, and Portsmouth are winning 2-1 against Shrewsbury. Also in League One, Charlton 2, Barnsley 1. That is the latest score at the Valley. They're still playing in first half injury time down there. And in League 2, it is Barrow 0, Swindon 2. That is now confirmed as a half-time score. Paul Glatzel scored a second for Swindon just before the half-time whistle. And also in League 2, there's been a goal at Valley Parade. It is Bradford City 1, Gillian Mill, Brad Halliday for the Bantams 2 minutes before half-time. Championship, Middlesbrough 1, Swansea 0. That is now a... Sorry about that. Half-time score. Middlesbrough scored through Laugh just before the break. And Birmingham have equalised at Leicester in the Championship. Jay Stansfield just before half-time. The half-time whistle has gone in that one. Notts County 1, Harrogate Town 0. It's latest score in League 2. A half-time score now, in fact. And it was McCordy Longstaff who scored for Notts in first half injury time from the penalty spot. Concord Rangers 1-0 down against Wingate and Finchley in the Isthmian Premier League. That is a half-time score. And Everton 1, Burnley 0 in the Premier League. Half-time whistle has gone just after Dominic Calvert-Lewin puts Everton ahead 3 minutes into time added on. So Sean Dyche seeing his current charges 1-0 against his old club, Burnley. And so I'm going to start running through the half-time scores now. So these will all be half-time scores. Isthmian North, first of all, it's Ipswich Wanderers 0, Brightling Sea Region 2. A couple more from the Isthmian North. Goal is between Bury Town and Walden and Tiptree. Walthamstow away to the bottom club, Snowbulk Town, who could be relegated today, but it is goal is half-time in that one. Meanwhile, the National League, F Street 1, Fylde 0, just reminded these are all half-time scores. And in the National League, it is Bournemouth 1, Wealdstone 0. And Bowes and Pitsy 0, Enfield 0. That's a half-time score in Isthmian North. Half-time at Villa Park in the Premier League, it is Aston Villa 1, Brentford 0. Ollie Watkins scoring in the first half for Villa. Just across the West Midlands at Molineux, the half-time score is Wolverhampton Wanderers 1, West Ham United 0. In the National League, Goldis is the first half between York City and Eastleigh. And in Isthmian North, Witham Town 1, Lowestoft Town 1 is a half-time score. And what a first half for Benwicky Town at Haringey Borough. They are 4-0 up. They scored 4 goals in the first 22 minutes of that one. FA Trophy semi-final, Gateshead are winning 2-0 at Macclesfield at half-time. Championship, 3 scores for you. Cardiff 0, Hull 2, Huddersfield 0, Millwall 0 and Sunderland 0, Bristol City 0. Got a couple from League 2, Barrow 0, Swindon 2 and Forest Green 0, MK Dons 1. Scottish Premiership at half-time, it's Hibernian 0, St Johnstone 0. Dorking 0, Altrincham 0, that's a half-time in the National League. Dorking battling against relegation. And in the Championship, Goldis Eagle Park in the first half between Blackburn Rovers and Southampton. And it's Stoke 0, West Bromwich Albion 1. A couple of Goldis first halves in League 1. No goals in the match between Bristol Rovers and Bolton or Wigan and Port Vale. And in League 2, no goals in the first half between Accrington and Crewe. Bradford City 1, Gillingham 0. Now confirmed as a half-time score also in League 2. FA Trophy semi-final, it's Bromley 0, Solihull 1 at the break. Concord 0, Wingate and Finchley 1. That is a half-time score in the Isthmian Premier League down at the Aspect Arena. Concord still clinging on for dear life, but time is running out for the. And in the Southern League Division 1 Central, Waltham Abbey away to Barton Rovers this afternoon. That match is goalless at half time. Ispian North, it is Goulston 2, Basildon United 2 at the break. The half time whistle has gone at Goodison Park. It is Everton 1, Burnley nil in the Premier League. And also in the Premier, half time at Kenilworth Road, whereas Luton Town 0, Bournemouth 0. Championship, Leicester 1, Birmingham 1, now confirmed as a half time score. No goals in the first half at Vicarage Road, where Watford are playing at Preston. Three half times from League 1, Blackpool 1, Cambridge United 0, Northampton 1, Carlisle 0, and Reading 0, Lincoln City 0. Two from League 2, Mansfield 0, Crawley 2, and Notts County 1, Harrogate Town 0. One from the Scottish Premiership, no goals at Rugby Park in the first half. It's Kilmarnock 0, Ross 0. Two half times from the National League, Hartlepool 1, Aldershot 0, and Maidenhead 1, Barnet 0. Half-time at Craven Cottage in the Premier League. It is Fulham and Newcastle United 0. No goals in the first half at the Community Stadium. Goal is between Colchester United and Wrexham. Also in League 2, B1 Newport 0. Now confirmed as a half-time score. Coventry, a goal to the Corinthians, leads in the Championship at the break. And Middlesbrough also winning 1-0 in the Championship. In their case, against Swansea City. One of our feature games is Woking 1, Dagenham and Redbridge 1 in the National League at half-time. It's 4 o'clock.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.